he was very well involved with football, not just Bromsgrove Sporting, but in the past with Bromsgrove Rovers. And for many years, he was a director at Worcester City as well, where he was held in very high regard for the work and effort that he put into the club there.
How would you assess his contribution to the club, Bromsgrove Sporting?
Oh, where do you start? Lots of directors have put effort in, but John's effort was above the rest of us. It wasn't just as a director and the work that he did behind the scenes, but it was at a practical level as well. He was very, very knowledgeable on maintaining the pitch and the playing surface, and from that point of view, we're very grateful to have one of the best pitches in the area. So his contribution really to the team in that respect was absolutely immense. But he's also very supportive behind the scenes as well. He got on well with all directors. Like all bodies, you have your disagreements. Everybody got on well with John, and he was well respected by all who worked with him.
Clearly, this is a huge shock, but I suspect when the news sinks in, people will remember John with a smile. I mean, I've known him a long time through local football, and he got a dry sense of humour, I think, was probably a fair way of describing it.
It was dry. People who didn't know him, because his face didn't crack when he made a joke or said something, he often unnerved them. But once you got to know him, and that was his way of, that was his sense of humour, he was a lovely person, to know. Everybody's got their own sense of humour, their own idiosyncrasies, and he got his. And he was well appreciated and liked by everybody for that, really.
And finally, Phil, I appreciate it's very early days yet, but presumably after the directors have had the chance to meet and discuss things, there'll be a sort of a marking of John's passing, with some minute silence before a game or something like that.
Yes, that's correct. We've got an emergency board meeting tonight for two reasons. One is there's a lot going on behind the scenes at the moment. It's pre-season for Bromsgrove Sporting. And, of course, John was very heavily involved with the ground share arrangements for Worcester City playing at the Victoria Ground this season. And that's moving very, very rapidly at the moment. So the roles that John had got there have got to be taken over, and somebody else has got to pick those up. But for the time being, the board will carry on, and we do have a vice chairman, Jeff Ray, and he will be the acting chairman for the time being. I would imagine at some point in the future we will appoint another chairman, but that clearly isn't going to be something that's going to happen for the foreseeable future.